Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
How do the members of the American Legion in Knoxville continue to serve the community? Let's go in-depth with Conrad Nelson and Kurt Froyen of Knoxville. Conrad, what's the American Legion?
The American Legion is a veterans group, which is actually, we're celebrating our 100th anniversary this year. It was founded in 1918 by Teddy Roosevelt Jr. I didn't know that until I just recently went through the World War II Museum down in New Orleans. And they had a statue of him in there, and I learned something so from that. But yeah, we're kind of basically us, we're community-based. But, you know, the national, of course, through the state, gives us direction on programs and that kind of stuff that, you know, they're involved with and supporting and maintaining rights and benefits through the veterans that are entitled to. So.
And how long have you been in the Legion?
I joined when I got out of the Navy, which would have been in 1969. And, you know, I've been a member of a legion wherever I lived when I was transferred with my job. But I've been here in Knoxville since 88, and after I retired in 05, that's when I became a little more active, you know, being part of the honor and color guards that we do when asked to do so.
And Kurt, how long have you been in the Legion?
I've been in the Legion about, I suppose, like a little over 15 years now. And the organization, I guess, you know, to be a member of the American Legion, you have to have served on active duty in the U.S. military at a time when the United States was at war. So we have, it doesn't necessarily mean that you had to have served overseas, which you would have, would be a requirement for the VFW, for Veterans of Foreign Wars. We have, our organization here has a membership of about 135. Active members, probably 25. We have meetings every the second Tuesday of every month. And I would say that we probably have around 15 members at that time. The problems that we're going to be facing going forward is the age factor of the members who are active. I would say almost all of our active members are in their late 60s, early 70s. And we have not had an influx of members who are under the age of 50. And we are going to need that in order to be able to continue to do all the things that we do in the community. There becomes a point where it becomes difficult to march in parades. It becomes difficult to stand at attention for 20 minutes or 30 minutes at a military funeral. So we would really, really encourage the young men and women who have served our country here over the last, you know, 15 or 20 years to become active in our organization. We do a lot of things in this community to help, I guess, sponsor events that are going on all the time. I mean, we are active at times like for the Nationals Parade and 4th of July and at Memorial Day and Veterans Day. But throughout the year, we are asked to raise the colors for a variety of events. We do grand openings for different businesses. We're extremely active working with young people in the community. We provide scholarships. All this year, we've provided 9 scholarships for Knoxville High School graduates. We have a program working with the fifth graders in our community where they work on a flag essay contest that has been supported by Iowa State Savings Bank. And we have where each of the students write, every student in our school district writes an essay concerning what the American flag means to them. The fifth grade teachers here are just tremendous in working with our young people and helping them to understand what the sacrifices that are made by men and women who have served this country. And what I find amazing is when we get together with those fifth graders, we ask them to raise their hand if they have a family member who have served in the military. I think nearly every hand goes up. This community is known for serving their country, I can tell you that.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Conrad Nelson and Kurt Froyen with the American Legion in Knoxville.
Well, and this interview is taking place on Friday. It's after the raising of the flags at Graceland. And that's just an amazing event that you are all part of. I mean, tell us a little bit about the importance of that event. And this is going to air after Memorial Day, but we need to be, you know, thinking about the sacrifices, you know, that men and women have made in the services, you know, every day. But tell us about the significance of that flag raising to you.
Well, to me, I think it shows how appreciative we are for those who did serve our country. And, you know, we just don't want to forget them, I guess, is how simple it is. You know, we always want to keep them in mind. My family, my grandfather and my grandfather was World War I. My two uncles were World War II. And the aircraft carrier that one of them was on was actually hit by a kamikaze plane. And so, I mean, all that stuff is kind of fresh in my mind yet to this day. So,
well, one of the things I like about it, too, is there'll be a member of the VFW or a veteran, you know, hand in hand with Boy Scouts raising flags. And to see that mentorship is really meaningful.
It's one of my favorite events every year is to see all every aspect of our community is there, all the different age groups and everything. The Boy Scouts and Cub Scout organizations are very active with it. And it's wonderful to see the community show up for something like this. And like Conrad said, this morning when I was at the flag raising, they were doing taps. I was thinking about my father who served in the Navy, my brother who served in the Army, had another brother who served in the Navy, had three uncles that served in the Pacific and the Marines, a daughter who served in the Navy ROTC program at Notre Dame. It's just it's a wonderful opportunity, I guess, to reflect back and think about the people who've served this country. And I will say, Bob, that there is something we have coming forward here. There's a movement throughout the country to get people to replace one light on their porch or a place with a green light. And this green light would just indicate that you support our troops, you support our veterans. And the Legion, we have 1,400 light bulbs that we are going to be giving out to members of the community this year, beginning with an event on the 4th of July. The police department is having that 5K run, and so we're going to have a booth set up there on the square that we're going to be giving out light bulbs and little information about this recognition. And we hope that the community will embrace that. It'll be really nice to drive around in the evening and see these green light bulbs lit on porches throughout our community.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard about that. And so you're going to have 1,400 to give away?
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. First come, first serve.
That's right. And I think that we would have no problem getting more if we needed to. We would just love to get the 1,400 that we have out into the community.
Yeah.
I want to say one thing. I've had a lot of people talk to us about the armaments that were stolen from the American Legion. They have not been recovered. I guess maybe we're not anticipating that they will be, but we have made arrangements with the federal government to have those rifles replaced. We had a number of people call wanting to help donate money for purchasing those rifles, and our response was just simply that, well, no, we will get them replaced. The federal government will replace them for us. I wanted to say that the Lions Club donated $500 to the Legion to help us purchase raincoats for all the members of our honor guard for military funerals, because there are certainly There are certainly times when we're standing out there and it's just pouring down rain. And so I really appreciate what the Lions Club did. We are now in the process of raising money, trying to raise money to purchase cold weather jackets for the Honor Guard. And we have received one donation from the family of Brian Thomas to help us get started on purchasing those jackets. And if anybody is interested, they certainly can contact me or Conrad to see if they'd like to donate towards that purpose. But the I guess we're interested in having our funeral honor guard show a little bit more uniformity in uniform dress. And the some of those cold weather funerals are, well, like I said, we're all getting older. Our bones seem to are affected by that cold a little bit more than they used to be.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Conrad Nelson and Kurt Froyen with the American Legion in Knoxville.
I've been to a lot of graveside services where you guys are there and to honor our veterans that, you know, at their funerals. And It's just, I can't imagine it if you weren't there.
Yeah.
It would be sad.
I think our group does an excellent job from the standpoint that we'll have upwards of 12 people that make up the honor guard, you know, and I think it is kind of sad that some communities that I'm aware of, you know, they have a hard time getting two people, you know, and I think there needs to be more support. We're doing very well, you know, we include and ask the active military to be there. They're required by law to go ahead and furnish at least two attendees, and they generally take care of folding the flag and presenting it to the family. You know, so it's no expense to the family, and some funeral directors in the surrounding areas don't always do that. Now, we have funeral homes here in town that do an excellent job of coordinating that, you know, it's something that the family appreciates an awful lot.
Yeah, in fact, you know, after every one of those funerals, the family members will come up and say thank you, and thank you for us being there. And, I hear myself, I hear the other members of the Honor Guard say, no, it's an honor. It's a great honor to be able to provide this service to honor a fallen comrade. So it's something that we take great pride in, and certainly we have been called on from other communities to come and help. At sometimes when they just don't have enough individuals, we've helped over at Melcher and Pleasantville, and we're happy in Bussey. We're happy to do it. We have a group of gentlemen who are very, very dedicated to honoring our veterans.
And the nurturing of the youth is something that I think maybe a lot of people don't know how much you do with that, the fifth grade thing, which is a very moving ceremony with the kids, and they read something that they wrote to honor our flag. And then the boys' state for the two boys each year. I mean, that's real mentoring.
We try to send at least two to the Hawkeye boys' state camp that's up at Camp Dodge this year, which takes place in the middle of June. And Elliot and Nyan are going to represent Knoxville. The attendees have to be in their junior year when they're selected, and they're full-time students at the high school. And we at least send, like I said, two. We have sent three in the past, you know, and they all come back wishing. Some have told me they wish it was 2 weeks long. You know, and it's a study in the democratic form of government, and these young men have a chance to run for governmental offices, whether it's actual governor of the state all the way down to county sheriff, you know. So, you know, they get a feeling of what it is to go ahead, how government works. You know, there's no political connection whatsoever to this, but, you know, it's a wonderful experience for them.
And that's Elliot Schmidt and Nyan Baker?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
those are great young men.
Yeah,
yeah, they are. We're just so happy to be able to give the opportunity for these young men like this to be able to get this experience.
Well, and there's other scholarships that you do. I mean, you're just so busy and so integrated in the community.
I don't think that any school organization that asks us for financial help, I don't think we've ever said no. I mean, we do everything we possibly can to help the young people in this community. We are committed to helping our young people grow as citizens. We're very, very active with the Boy Scouts here and with Camp Collins. We help to support Camp Collins. We provide money every year for the scouting, not just for Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts as well. We're devoted, I think, as veterans, we are devoted to our country. We served on active duty proudly, and we want to keep giving back to the community even at this point in our lives. I think that all I can say is that like I mentioned earlier, we sure would like to get some of the younger veterans involved in the organization. I think there's more that we could do, but we have to do what we do with limited numbers.
Involvement is always a good thing. You know, people have to understand that once you join, you're not expected to march in the parades and stuff like that, but you know, you can be part of us anyway. That's why I made this list up a few years ago when I meet with veterans that aren't a member. I just show them what we do in the community, and you know, they're not aware of all these things that we are involved with. So, you know, it's a good opportunity if they want to go ahead and do some community service, if you may, you know, through the American Legion that we have here. So,
thanks to Conrad Nelson and Kurt Froyen for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.